Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. And we're going to be ministering on a subject I've entitled the message, Redeeming the Time. And let's just go to prayer before we begin. Father, I thank you for your people. I thank you, Lord, for those who even haven't confessed Jesus yet, Lord, but they're searching for answers. They're searching for truth. And Lord, you said as you stood before Pilate, for this cause I was born into the world that I might bear witness to the truth. So, Father, we thank you. And that encompasses all the aspects of the atonement, not only our salvation. Jesus came to bear witness to the reality of what is truth. That's what Pilate asks. And truth incarnate was standing before him. So, Father, we thank you for the great and exceeding precious promises you have given to us. We thank you, Lord, that you are working in us both to will and to do of your good pleasure. And Lord, I thank you for every listener. And Lord, you'll open in ever-increasing ways an understanding of your word. Lord, I pray, as Paul does, for your church, that we would have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus, that we would be able to discern the times in which we're living as the children of Issachar. And Lord, that we would be your faithful witness in this generation and be obedient to the call that you've placed on each one of our lives. Lord, you know the various seasons. You know the times where we may be limited in actual time or schedule, or in terms of as we age, Lord, we don't have the physical ability to accomplish all that we did when we were younger. But Lord, I believe it is your desire that we should still, for those who are up in years, we shall still be fat and flourishing and bring forth fruit even in our old age. And so, Father, we thank you that we desire to be faithful in this time in which you've placed us. Lord, we could have been born 1,000 years ago or 2,000 or even longer than that, but you chose before the foundation of the world that you planned for us to be alive at this time. And so, Father, help us to discover the joy of your will for each one of our lives. Help us to fulfill your destiny. And now, Lord, we ask, because this is a very pertinent subject, open up our hearts to understand what your word says and cause us to know that this precious commodity that you have given us, time, which is just for a time is coming when time will be no more. We thank you, Lord, that we will redeem the time and understand what that means and be found pleasing in your sight in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it. Amen and amen. All right, well, let's begin by going into the Word of God, and let's go to the book of Psalms. If you have opportunity, you're most welcome to turn. Otherwise, I will certainly share the scripture with you. Psalm 89 and verse 47 says, and of course, this is, it's a fairly lengthy psalm. A lot is covered, but this is Ethan, that is his name, yes, Ethan the Ezrahite. He asks in verse 46, how long, Lord, wilt thou hide thyself forever? Have you ever felt that way? God was hiding from you? Of course, he's not. We basically are hidden from him, not from his sight, but we feel like we are hidden. He said, shall thy wrath burn like fire? And then in verse 47, he reminds the Lord, and this is an example of effective prayer. Moses did it. We see all of prayers that are recorded in the Old and New Testament. They validate what God has already said. And he says, remember how short my time is. He's referring to his life. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Let me read verse 48. What man is he that liveth and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave? Selah. That word means consider, stop, and think about that. And so we have to declare and confess and realize when we're in our youth, we tend not even to go there or think of it. But as the years add up, we realize we are definitely mortal, and a time is appointed for a man to die. Precious in the sight of the Lord is death, is the death of one of his saints. There was only two men that did not go by way of death, and that was Enoch and Elijah. Elijah was taken up in a fiery chariot, and Enoch walked with God and was no more because God took him. So, beloved, this is God said this would happen. That's the last enemy to be put underfoot. And for those of us who know the Lord, we look forward to that time when death is the final passageway that we can be in the very presence of the Lord, and we can be with our loved ones who have gone before, and we will know everlasting and eternal joys. It's a marvelous, comforting thing to put our thoughts upon. And so, what does Moses say? Well, just going over one further psalm in I was reading Psalm 89. Let's go to 90. And this is a prayer of Moses, the man of God. And in verse 12 of Psalm 90, well, let me read just a tad before and after. Verse 11 says, who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. Remember, Moses was an eyewitness to God's glory. He was an eyewitness, not only up on Mount Sinai, receiving the law, which was to be given to God's people Israel, but he also saw the powerful, mighty acts that God did in terms of natural phenomenon. I mean, who can walk through a sea, a Red Sea, as deep as it was, and walk over dry shod, being delivered from their enemies, the Egyptians who were pursuing them? And so in verse 12, he says, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And so these are some very important thoughts that we need to walk in the fear of the Lord, and also to realize that our time on earth is very short, and we never know. Sometimes it has nothing to do with our physical health. Sometimes young people are taken in an accident very suddenly, and they were in the prime of life. So, beloved, we never know when our time, our destiny to meet with the Lord is going to happen. So that's why Moses saw the extreme importance that we consider this very important concept, and that is our own mortality. God is immortal. He has no end of days, no beginning and no end. Jesus angered the religious bunch of his day, and he said, I am. Remember when they came to seize him in the garden? He said, who do you seek? Jesus of Nazareth. And he said, I am he. And they all fell back. That's who Jesus is. He's the very embodiment, the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelling in the temple of Jesus Christ, his physical body. And so it's important that we number our days. We need to consider that how we spend our time on this earth, the decisions we make, the priorities that we have, are of eternal significance. Let me share now a parable of one of the parables of Jesus. And to do so, we will turn to the Gospel of Luke. And I'm going to start reading. Actually, I'm going to start reading at verse 16. This is the parable of the rich man. And he, Jesus, spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. In other words, he had good crops. And he thought with him in himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. In other words, his prosperity was so increased that he didn't have enough place to store all his wealth, if you will. And of course, he's talking about agricultural products at this point. And he said, this will I do. He had a plan. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And in verse 19, and I will say to my soul, thou hast much good laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. In other words, I've worked hard. Now I can just enjoy my wealth, my prosperity. And these are still the words of Jesus. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? And his final comment, the Lord's, was, so is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. What an indictment that is. Because if we will put God's priorities first, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these other things would be added to us. Well, we're hardly got into the message, but I've given you a few foundational scriptures to consider, and we will carry on tomorrow at the same time. I invite you to join me. And if you're unable to, you can always go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for your convenience. Praise God. Well, in the moments that remain, as always, I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. Because we are living in an age of different technology, people don't even listen to radio quite as much anymore as they used to, because that was the only game in town. However, if the Holy Spirit's moving and nudging you, he has a reason for doing it, and I encourage you to obey his voice and note down that contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.